Welcome back, you guys. You're watching Black Hollywood Live. Next, you're not going to believe what we have on the show today. Guess which rapper is going to be on Fox's Empire? You're going to have to stay tuned for that. And also, Birth of a Nation gets a release date. You're not going to want to miss that. We've got new music from BJ, the Chicago Kid. And our special guest for the day, it's from the Haves and Have Nots. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back right after this.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Next.
You hear that? Yeah, that's from Hamilton, you guys. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live. Next, I'm one of your hosts, Megan Thomas, at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Make sure you follow me and use the hashtag BHLNext because we want to know your thoughts. We want to know what you think about what's going on. And of course, this show is always full of who's next in Hollywood. And today's no different. We've got the beautiful, devious, scandalous woman from the Haves and Have Nots on OWN. That's Tuesday, 9, 8 Central, every single week. Give it up for Angela Robinson.
Woo! Hi.
I'm so excited you're here.
I'm excited to be here.
When I see you on the show, I'm like, ooh, I do not like her.
Oh,
but I love you. Like, you're so,
you.
Like, you're so sweet and you're nice and everything.
Thank you.
And you're not devious in real life.
Not really. No.
Like, not really.
Not really, but I love that people hate.
Do characters. People do that? Like, do people ever come up to you and they're like, I just don't like what you did on the show? Do they ever say
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes, yes.
What and do you say? Are you like, sorry?
I'm complimented. I think that's the biggest compliment you can give an actor, that right. you believe what right. they're doing and that whatever they did made you feel something, even if it's hate.
Right.
You know, I think that's what art should do. It should
right.
make you feel something. So,
yes.
yeah, I'm cool.
Love it. Love it. Well, before we get into your interview, let's talk about a few things going on in the casting world. So, of course, everyone loves Fox's Empire. There's a new face that we're going to see this upcoming season, and it's the rapper Xzibit. Yes, you guys, he's going to be starring as Lucius Lyon's rival. He kind of does the same thing as Lucius, but he's mad because he doesn't get the recognition that Lucius gets on the show. So Xzibit's going to be on there. I think he's going to do a good job.
Yeah.
You know, he's acted before.
Yeah.
He's, you know,
yeah.
he's always a hardcore rapper guy, but yeah. he's going to do
perfect.
Fine.
He'll bring the authenticity
right.
and everything. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. That's coming out March 30th, the new season, or the second half of the second season mm-hmm. of Fox's Empire. And also, if you guys have been following Sundance and what's going on, there's a new movie coming out called Birth of a Nation, and it was written, directed, all this stuff by Nate Parker. It's the story of the slave Nat Turner and how he led this rebellion back in 1830. Now, we've got a lot of star power that's going to be in it. There's Gabrielle Union, Anjanou Ellis, we've got Armie Hammer. There's a lot of people that are behind this. And it's coming out October 7th, right in time for Academy Award season.
Great cast.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, sometimes people in Hollywood go, you know what, I don't want to do a slave movie, especially being an African-American person. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about that, especially being an actress in this field?
Yeah, I used to say that too. But I think it depends on what the movie is.
Right.
You know, it's a story that needs to continue to be told. We shouldn't stop telling the story.
Right.
But it needs to be balanced. It mm-hmm. needs to be balanced with other stories, too, because
right.
we have so many stories, and it seems to be the type of story that people sort of get awards for
right.
all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would love to see just a regular family life.
Yeah, you like know. The one that we see on the Haves and Have Nots.
With yes, honey.
Veronica Harrison. Well, we'll get into that in a moment.
Yes.
Before we do, let's talk about some new music, the fresh beats in the streets. You guys, there's a singer. His name's BJ the Chicago Kid. He's been out for a little bit. He's kind of under the radar. I don't think he gets as much props as most people would like to give. But he's got a Marvin Gaye tribute, and it's called Turning Me Up. I think that's right. Yeah, Turning Me Up. And it was just released on his new album. Let's check it out.
Baby, keep on turning me up. Yeah. Baby, keep on turning me up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Turning me up. He is just a
really, really soulful, right?
Yes. Yes, I love it. I'm a huge Marvin Gaye fan.
So you're feeling it. Close your eyes for a second. It took you back.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, shout out to PJ Morton on keys. He makes a cameo in the video as well. I miss music like this. I feel like we don't have enough
R&B.
Soulful stuff.
I love it.
I need a good ballad, you know?
I miss it. I mean, the few guys that are out there holding it down, I just love. Yeah, we need this.
We do.
We need this.
So make sure you guys get that album. That's BJ the Chicago Kid. His new album, In My Mind, was released last week. So check that out.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you.
Come on.
Yes. So first of all, where are you from?
I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
A southern
Florida
girl.
Yes. So did you know you wanted to be an actress growing up in Jacksonville?
Yeah. I knew from the age of 10.
Really? Like how did you know? Did you watch something? Did you act in something? What was it?
My mother was an English teacher who was over the drama department at her school. She taught 12th grade English.
Okay.
And she directed the senior production every year. And I had to sit in on her rehearsals.
Right.
And I just fell in love with theater. I just wanted to do musical theater and I would get the albums at the time and just listen to all of it. I would learn every line of every song of all the musicals.
I love it.
So, yeah, I knew it.
What's your favorite musical of all time?
My favorite musical of all time has always been Dreamgirls.
Has it?
Until Hamilton.
Oh, so Hamilton, so now that's it.
I don't know. I still think Dreamgirls because in its time, it was a game changer.
Right.
I think Hamilton is a game changer
Absolutely.
Now. So yeah, I'm in love with Hamilton.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So then, you heard the song, right?
Yes, Satisfied. Yes. Love it, by the way.
Yes, and a good friend of mine is singing it.
Okay.
She's starring in it too, so.
Okay.
Shout out to Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Goldsberry.
All right, seeing that your mom was an English teacher and she did drama, were your parents always supportive? Was your family supportive of your dream to be an actress?
No.
What did they want you to do?
Anything but act.
But act.
Yes. You know, surprisingly, as much as they exposed me and took me to the theater and brought me to New York and all of this stuff, they still didn't want me to be an actor. They just thought they were giving me culture.
Right.
When I said, I want to be an actor, they thought, no. So I went to college and they said I couldn't major in theater. You know, you can take those classes, but you can't major in it.
Right.
And so I got a degree in sociology and they thought that was it. It was out of my system. And as soon as I graduated from college, I started auditioning.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I went back to acting school later. So it took them a while. They really were not supportive. And the great thing I love about my parents is they didn't support the choice. But there was never a show idea that they didn't show up
to.
So, you know, that's cool.
They got to make sure their baby does
they
good,
They got
to
go check it out. What you over here doing? Yeah,
right,
they
right, right.
check it out, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So then, you went from going to FAMU, higher education.
Rattlers.
You went to FAMU, and some people say as an actor, they just go straight into acting.
Yeah.
Why go to FAMU versus going straight into acting for your career?
Well, college was never an option in my house.
You're going to college. You have to go.
Yeah,
right.
You don't get to decide on that.
Uh-huh.
So going to college, I knew I would have to do, which I'm so glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I'm really glad I didn't even major in theater because I feel like I got a really well-rounded education.
Uh-huh.
But then after that, I went to New York and went back to acting school. I just think it's important, even after I did Broadway, I went back to acting school.
Right.
I think it's important to just train so that you can try to be the best at whatever it is you do. You
know? Right. Mm-hmm. What was the best part about going to an HBCU?
Oh, God. How much time we got?
Right.
I am 100% pro HBCU.
Right.
Okay, so the camaraderie that you have with your classmates, with your teachers even, with your professors.
Right.
The professors invest in you in a different way, and they prepare you for how you walk in the world, specifically as a Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a generic education.
Right.
It's how the world will receive you. And also, it also gives you sort of a philanthropic thing because you feel a responsibility.
Right.
So when you finish, you know, you want to do something for your people.
Right.
Which is great, you know. So anybody that really graduates from an HBCU, they really have a responsibility to the culture, more so than just go out and get a job.
Exactly.
It's about how can I serve.
So, yeah. I'm so sad. I wanted to go to FAMU, but I was like, I'm not going to graduate because I'm going to have so much fun. FAMU is such a great school.
I know.
So much fun.
I know. My husband went to Columbia, right?
Okay.
Just that Ivy League.
Right.
Just a great school, right?
Right.
And, you know, when I met him, I was like, oh, you went to Columbia, you know. And I said, you want to go to a homecoming with me? We're dating, you know. You want to go to a homecoming? He said, sure, you know. So he came to FAMU homecoming with me. And he was like, what is... he said, I missed out.
Right.
I really missed out.
They don't have that at Columbia.
They don't have that at Columbia. That. So all I could say to him, I just looked at him and I said, boo, yes, you did. You missed out big time. That's all
right.
I could say.
Right.
But, you know, it's never too late. You can go back to teach at an HBCU. You could
just crash
go to grad
homecoming.
School.
You
could crash some homecoming. I just think it's an experience that everybody should have. It's so far beyond the partying, although that's awesome.
Right.
But it's so much more than that, you know?
It is. I love it.
Yes.
So then let's talk about early in your career. I know you went overseas to perform for some troops.
Yeah.
How? What was that experience like? Because sometimes people are like, you know, like this is something that's very, very important that we do. How was that for you?
It was great. And my dad was a veteran.
Okay.
So, you know, I felt like I was giving back to him.
Right.
Even.
Right.
But just to use my talent and to be able to serve these men and women overseas was great. I spent about 4 summers traveling overseas. It was through the USO. That's how I got to see the world. So I've been all over the world just, you know, entertaining the troops and seeing the world and getting to know them and all of that. So
what did you have to do? Was it a play or you were just singing? What exactly
singing.
Was it?
Okay, so I was with a girl group called the Florida Girls.
The Florida Girls. Wonder where they're from.
The Florida Girls.
Yes.
And it was about 5 of us.
Okay.
And we put together a review.
Okay.
And so if you can imagine young women coming over and the soldiers hadn't been home in a while.
Right.
Ooh, girl.
That's definitely a self-esteem booster, I'm sure.
Full access to all of it. It was it didn't matter what we did. We could have been out of tune and missed every step. And they would have been like, woo! You know, because they were so happy to see people from home.
Right.
And they were just, I think, the best audience I've ever had.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's so necessary and important that we take care of our veterans and our troops.
Yes.
So I know you've done a lot of theater.
Mm-hmm.
You've done Broadway. You've done things like Color Purple with Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best part about doing theater for you?
It's live. It's, you know, you get that audience reaction right away.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I always say, I like television a lot. Any jobs you want to give me, I'm open and ready. But I love television a lot. But I think it's more of a director's medium in that, you know, you do your work and then it goes to the editing room.
Exactly,
and you don't really know,
know,
how's it. But theater, your work is there.
Uh-huh.
It is there every night. And you get to leave it on stage and you get to craft it and you get to add nuances every night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love being right there with the audience and getting their reaction.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the worst mess up you ever had on stage?
Ooh. Okay. Well, one that I can talk about. There's one I couldn't tell you about. I have a mess up that someone else did, but I was a victim of.
Okay.
Okay. So I was doing The Color Purple, and in The Color Purple, when Suge comes out, she's in a tub.
Right.
And she is naked. And, well, you're not in a tub with clothes on. So
she's sort
of naked. But I have on a sort of bodysuit, but my back is naked.
Okay.
So she gets up out of the tub and they go, Suge Avery. And she gets up out of the tub and you see just her backside, her naked backside, right? But it's in dim light. So when we signed the waiver for it and everything, it was sort of, oh, it's going to be in dim light and they'll just see your silhouette. And so I was like, oh, that's great, you know? And the first month or so I did the role, I was putting concealer, covering all my stretch marks or whatever I had, you know, thinking. But the lighting people were like, no, we don't even see all that. You don't have to do all that. It's all good. Okay. So we're on tour. We're in Detroit and the spotlight guy, I guess, didn't get the memo because I stepped up out of the tub and he shined the spotlight on me and my booty.
Oh my gosh.
And the audience started going, woo, ah! and clapping and going on. And I said, the light is on, and there's nothing I could do.
Right, right.
So that was a horrific, embarrassing moment because I didn't do the concealer.
You know what? That's okay because no one booed, honey. No, that means no. It was good. No one booed.
They didn't boo. No, they didn't boo.
Well, that was good.
I just hope there are no pictures out there.
Right, right, right.
Yes. Thank God they don't allow pictures in the theater.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, of course, you play Veronica Harrington on Owns the Haves and Have Nots.
Yes.
I love you on the show. What was that audition process like?
Oh, wow. It was great. I auditioned at home. I put myself.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I recorded myself for the audition. They called one night late and said, we need this tomorrow by noon.
Okay.
And that day was a very, very hectic day. But I managed to do it and sent it in.
Right.
And the next day, they said, we got it. We love it. Can you fly to Atlanta tomorrow?
And where were you at the time?
I was at home in New York, New Jersey. Yeah. And flew to Atlanta the next day, and I auditioned with many other people, and a lot of Jeffries.
Right.
And I got to read with my now on-screen son, Gavin Houston, who plays Jeffrey. And we just read together a lot, and they said, thank you.
Right.
And I think the next day I found out that it was a go. So it was one of those great auditions. Sometimes you can wait for months, and you can be called back 5 or 6 times.
Right.
This was just one of those times that just flowed. The next day you get this call, and the next day, you know, so it was great.
Exactly. And so I know, shout out to Gavin Houston, by the way. He was here a couple weeks ago.
He was?
On the show, yes. We've had Ty Lepley before. So we love the entire cast.
We love them.
Anybody else on the Haves and Have Nots? Come on on.
Yes.
Come on.
I love both of them. So
yes. Love the show. Love you guys so much. This is a Tyler Perry show. And so the people that we've had on the show have told us that Tyler Perry, he's quick. You got to get it together. You got to go fast. What's the best advice that you got from Tyler Perry since working with him? Like, it's so much.
It is so much. But, you know, he gives a lot of great tidbits. But when you get to work with him, he's not giving advice. He's just ready to go.
He's ready to go.
He's ready to, do you know your lines? Is everyone ready? You know?
Right.
And he's very serious about that. But I can tell you the best thing I've learned from him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think multitasking is overrated anyway. I'm not one of those people that can do 5 or 6 things at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when he's on set with us, he is 100% on set. And the man is running a whole studio, hundreds of employees. He's doing movies and plays at the same time. I've never seen him take numerous phone calls while we were on set. I've never seen him stop because someone wanted to talk to him. He is like 100% with us.
Right.
And so I just learned from watching him that, you know, when I'm doing something, I want to be 100% in that moment.
Exactly.
And then when I'm done, you know, then I'll do my next thing.
Because
we can finish and he says cut, and I'll find out months later, oh, at that same time, he was producing a movie.
Right.
But you wouldn't know it on set. Mm-hmm. He is so 100% with you when he's with you.
And then I'm sure your theater background probably helped with the amount of dialogue that you guys do, right?
Definitely. I don't know what I would have done without it. I call it acting boot camp.
Right.
Because it's so fast.
Like, how many episodes do you shoot in, I don't know, a day or 2 days?
One in a day.
And then what's the typical, I guess, for another show? What's typical?
A week.
Oh, my God. So what, you guys are doing episodes every day? What?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Full episodes. I know.
So then as soon as you get off set, is it like, are you learning your lines for the next day after the show's done for the day?
Yeah. Because you don't want to confuse your head with learning your lines in the middle. You're still trying to hold on to what you're doing.
Oh my goodness.
So every night you're going home to...
How do you do that? How do you memorize so much dialogue?
You know what? It's a muscle.
Okay.
And once that muscle starts to go, it becomes easier and easier. For instance, when we go back this time to film, the first 2 weeks, I'll be up all night trying to remember. But then it sort of sinks in. And we have actors that have soap backgrounds that did soap operas for a long time. And this is sort of the schedule for a soap. They go really fast like that.
Right.
So those actors, they can get their script in the makeup chair.
Man.
And deliver. Because they just know how to memorize lines that fast.
I applaud everybody on any of Tyler Perry's shows, because that's the one thing I've heard from all of his shows, mm-hmm. that we've had people on cast from the different shows, and they're all like, yeah, you got to know your stuff.
Yeah, he moves fast.
He does. I think he did like 4 episodes in one day for
a comedy.
Yeah. I'm like, that's like unheard of.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know.
Do you get to see Oprah a lot?
Do I get to see her?
Yes.
I saw her yesterday.
Hi! Oh my goodness.
At the Essence Black Woman in Hollywood.
The first time you saw Oprah, what was that like?
It was crazy. I cried.
Oh my, that's the same thing I did.
Did you really?
Yes, I was like, oh my gosh, Oprah!
I cried. I mean, well, she's such an inspiration, right? Yeah. And then we see her and then all of a sudden we're in her presence, right. You know? Yeah, I cried. Oprah produced The Color Purple.
She did, yeah.
And I was
absolutely.
In that. And I was doing that, rehearsing. You know, it was another Broadway show. I was praying it runs so I could pay my bills.
Right, right.
So, and then we're in rehearsal, and all of a sudden, Oprah walks in. And I'm like, what's going on? And
they say, pearls.
Oh, she's, this is, I'd like to introduce you to your new producer. I just bawled.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I bawled because Oprah was in the room.
Right.
And I bawled because I'm going to have a job for a minute. This is going to be nice.
Right. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Both fronts.
Yes, yes.
So you're an amazing singer. You're a member of the Grammy-nominated Broadway Inspirational Voices. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a choir, a gospel choir made up of all Broadway performers.
What?
Girl.
Wait, did you have to audition for this?
Mm-mm. They hand selected.
Oh, man, because I was like, wait, can I be on this? I can't really sing, but I want to. It sounds so amazing.
It is the best sound, the best experience.
I believe
you have to come to a concert. I mean, the choir also has a nonprofit that teaches music and art in the schools in New York.
Uh-huh.
But the concerts are out of this world. Felicia Rashad is in the choir. Yeah. Many Broadway stars, Tony-nominated stars are in the choir. And it is just a sound that you have never heard before. Yeah.
Okay, when's the next performance? Because I need to see this.
I don't know, but I will let you know.
I know, I need to come to
we
this.
Just did a Christmas concert, but I'll let you know in the next one.
Okay,
bonus.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it, Angela.
I will.
So then you also serve as staff for the Performance and Worship Arts Director at your church.
Yeah.
How do you have the time to be on a TV show and then also be the worship director at church?
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. Right. I have to tell you, my last day was last week.
Oh.
I had to find something to cut.
Right.
Because I was just, and I, you know, I did the job for years and it was hard for me to let it go.
Right.
Because I do enjoy it. But, you know, when you can't give something your total, your all, you have to let something go. So,
Right. Yeah,
doing Easter productions and Christmas, it requires a whole lot of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I had to stop.
So, do you feel like you have a really heavy gospel background? Is that what has contributed to you doing theater and doing, you know, Broadway stuff?
Yeah, I feel like I have a definitely heavy spiritual background that sort of always kept me going.
Right.
It keeps me grounded and focused and all that stuff. So, yeah.
What's your favorite church song?
Ooh, girl.
What's one that you hear and you like immediately, like, I have to sing this. I got to clap my hands, stomp my feet to this one.
Oh, wait. Well, you know, I like the new Kirk Franklin, the new I Just Wanna Be Happy. But if I can't something, I don't know the words, but I
know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. I love the new Kirk Franklin, but I love everything he does, and I love Ty Tribbett a lot.
What about old school stuff, like stuff your grandma would listen to?
Oh, stuff. Well, you know, I love hymns. So you can give me let me see, a good hymn that I really love, Lifted Me. That's a good Baptist hymn.
I know about that. Missionary Baptist, honey. Let's go. Let's try to harmonize. Let you start.
Are you serious?
Yes, let's go. Let's do it. Come on. Let's try it, Angela.
I'm terrible with lyrics.
We'll just do the chorus. Love lifted me.
Okay.
Love lifted me. With nothing else.
You harmonize?
I'm waiting for you though. You know what I'm saying?
Love
I do better.
Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Oh, love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me.
For a minute there, you had me thinking that I could almost sing. Thank you, Angela.
Good. You were harmonizing. You took the top.
Yeah, you know what? I can't really sing, but thank you for helping me feel like I could.
Okay, you're really, really not telling the truth.
No, I'm serious. Angela, I can't. I don't have a Broadway voice, honey. I'm in the choir. I'm in the background. I'm not on the praise
you
team.
You were just singing. You took the top, and you were on point. So don't even try
I am so flattered right now. Angela said I could sing, you guys.
I know you can sing.
I can't, but thank you. I appreciate. Look, we're going on tour, you guys. We're going on
coming
tour.
Coming to a city near you.
Right. Old Baptist hymns only.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
I love it. So then, of course, you are also, you know, you've done so many things. You've been super busy. What's on your bucket list for 2016?
I want to work with some people for like 2016. Who? Oh, I would love to work with Viola Davis.
Oh, yes.
I would love to work with Cicely Tyson.
Okay.
Those are people that I Spike Lee.
Right.
You know, just deserves so much credit for the work that he's done through the years,
right,
you know,
right.
When nobody was doing it. I want to work with some people, man.
What's a role that you haven't had that you'd like to have?
I don't know. I don't think it's been written.
Mm,
yeah,
okay.
I just want to do something that... I want to do something that's a little departure from Veronica.
Okay.
Although I love myself some Veronica, I want to do something else because I think the thing that we love about acting, those people that choose acting for a career, is that we get to embody all these different characters.
Right.
So I want another one.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something else to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm so grateful for what I'm doing. But yeah, I just want to keep going.
Oh yeah, absolutely. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So then you've done a lot of different things. What has been your most favorite project to date?
Sorry. This one.
Mm-hmm. Because of who you get this to play.
Yeah, I get to play this amazing, complex, crazy character.
Right.
I get to work with, you know, some amazing people, the cast members, Tyler and Oprah, and then the best thing, really the best fans in the world. I mean, I walk in a coffee shop, and
right.
the way the people embrace me and treat me. I was flying here. And I was standing in line, minding my business, and this angel lady, Crystal, she told me her name was Crystal. She didn't say much. She just came and touched me, and she said, "Follow me. I'm going to take you through." And
aww.
She took me through, and I'm following her like, okay. You know,
right.
most people at least say, "Oh, I love the show,"
right.
first, but she just said, "Follow me. I'm going to take you through." I said, "Okay." So I followed her through. She took me in front of everybody.
Right.
Took me to the, not that I'm trying to skip people or anything, but I was kind of late. So, you know, she took me through and everything. And then once I was all through, she just said, "I really love the show.
Aww.
It is great family time for me and my husband and my kids. So thank you and thank Tyler for what you do." She
aww,
said, "Okay, so travel safe." And she left me. She didn't ask for a picture. She didn't ask. I was like, "You want a picture?"
Right, right.
You know? Because I was just so, and those are the kind of fans that we have. You know, people are so touched by the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very few shows can bring families together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and very few shows are so diverse
exactly.
that so many different types of people watch.
Right, right.
So, you know, this has been such an amazing experience for me.
And it shows on camera, for sure.
Does it?
Yes, it does. It translates very well.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Don't you worry, girl.
I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah.
And I'm sure some of this joy comes from the fact that you're married to a man and you've been married for 20 years.
Girl?
That is awesome. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Especially being in this industry where marriages are like two months or
yes.
something. Like 20 years. What's your secret to 20 years of marriage?
We like each other. We really like each other. I think people don't marry their best friend enough.
Uh-huh.
You know, they looking for sparks.
Right.
We got sparks. but also we had so much else when we met too.
Mm-hmm.
Not just sparks. We had sparks. We admired each other.
Mm-hmm.
We had great conversation.
That's good.
And we were friends. And so we still are friends and we admire one another and we dream together. I think you have to be with somebody you can dream with. And that person, my husband said in his vows to me on our wedding day, he said, I promise to, I promise to treat your dreams as though they were my own.
And
I promise to always hold you accountable to them. And I promise to always support them. That is just, when your husband or your wife can support your dreams, that's everything. Because your dreams, that's really your purpose. That's really your calling. God puts them in us in a form of dreams. But I think that's what sort of we were called to do, you know? And when your mate can support that, that's everything.
Now, is he in the industry too, or does he do something totally different?
He's an actor.
Okay.
He's an acting professor at the New School of Drama in New York. He teaches Shakespeare.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
This is a great team. So when you're like, I have to do a video audition, babe, help me. Like, he knows what to do.
He's
he can
the
direct
one.
You and say, no, do it like
no,
this.
No, we don't do that. We want to stay married. We try coaching.
I was like, why do I have to do it like that? You know?
No, but I mean, we take each other's advice.
Right.
And I think he's one of the best acting coaches really out there.
That's awesome.
And yeah, he has a lot of clients. But he's just really a great guy. So marry your best friend. Marry somebody who loves you and values where you're going in life and want to go there with you.
I love it.
Yes.
I'm going to receive that for myself.
Do it.
So now you and your husband also founded the White Robin Group. Tell us about that.
Well, the White Robin Group is an organization that we founded really because of my parents' lack of support when I wanted to be an actor. So I think because even though they showed up to everything and they were great parents, but I think because they didn't, 100% support what I was doing, I always felt unsure. And my confidence wasn't quite there because I was like, oh, am I really good at this? Should I really be doing it? And I always thought after that I want to be that voice in people's lives that says, yes, if this is what you want to do, let me help you. Let me guide you to do it and to do it fully. You can do this.
Right.
You must do this if this is what's in your heart to do.
Right.
So we founded the White Robin Group to provide training because my husband is an acting teacher and coach.
Okay.
So we provide intensives and training for actors, but also to encourage them to stick with it. And how can we help you? Where you want to move to New York? How can we help you do that? You want to do this? These are the books to read. Because I had no resources. All I had was a dream.
Right.
You know, I moved to New York, was like, what do I do next?
Yeah.
You know, so just to give people resources, that's what we do at White
Robin.
Where
can they get this information at?
They can go to our website, whiterobingroup.com.
Okay.
And just write us, email us at whiterobingroup@gmail.com. Let us know what you're doing, and we can try to guide you. We have a mentorship program where we couple someone that's doing what they want to do. So if someone said, oh, I want to be a VJ or whatever, if we have a beautiful friend,
hey guys,
a beautiful talk show host like you, then if someone says they want to be a talk show host, then we can say, oh, would you mind having a conversation with this person to just sort of let them know how to go about doing that? So we pair people, professionals, with
that's
people
good.
Who are dreaming. Yeah.
See, that's very important. If you need my help, let me know.
I will.
I don't know a whole lot, but I'll help with whatever I do know.
You must know a whole lot. You sitting here, Black Hollywood Live.
I'm just having the best day because you let me sing with you. That's all I wanted in life.
You worked that out.
So what's one piece of advice before we get out of here? What's one thing you want people to know that maybe have that dream of being an actor, they're not so sure about it? What's one piece of advice you'd like them to know?
If it's a dream and if it's something that you've always wanted to do but you're not so sure about it, really, really search why you want to do it. If it's a passion or if it's about fame. If it's about fame, I advise you find something else. Because it's a tough business, and you want to be able to withstand all the fiery dots that will come at you, all the rejection, all of that. And you can really only withstand that if you know that you know that you know that this is something you were born to do, that you have to do it, that you have a passion for it. if you decide that that's it, then my advice is to get some training in it and find people that support you. Find yes people, not yes people that tell you yes about everything, but people that tell you yes about your dream. Right. Yes, do it. And when you don't get the job, they say, yes, get up, let's try again. Mm-hmm. You know, find those people, surround yourself with those people, and just keep going, and the doors will open.
You are just so inspirational.
Oh.
You really are. I'm sitting here like, yes, you're right. Doors opening.
Are you an actor?
I mean, yes, I do act as well. I do act as well.
And you're beautiful.
You're so sweet.
No, I'm not being sweet. I'm being honest.
Let's go hang out after this. You're so much fun.
Where are we going?
I don't know, girl. I like Yogurtland. I like ice cream.
Oh, really?
Let's go.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, don't worry. They have like dairy-free, girl. They got dairy-free there. Don't you worry. All right, before we get out of here, where can your fans find you on social media?
Oh, wow, you can find me on Facebook, Angela Robinson. There are a lot of Angela Robinsons, so type in Angela Robinson haves and have-nots, and I should come up. Find me on Twitter at Angela Robs Child. My father's name was Rob, so Angela Robs Child on Twitter and Instagram. And my website, arobinsonartist.com. I would love to hear from you. So, and I try to really stay in touch and communicate. So find me, shout me out. I would love to hear from you.
Awesome. And you can find me, Megan Thomas, at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Make sure you use the hashtag BHLNext because we want to see all of your comments. Who do you want on the show? What do you love about the show? Give us your comments. We love you guys. We'll see you next week on Black Hollywood Live next. Yay. See ya.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.